Hi, Church. It's great to be sharing with you today on Mother's Day. A big hello to all of our locations. And again, a happy Mother's Day to all of our mums. We love mums. I love my mum. If you are sitting next to a great mum, why don't you give her a hug? If you are a mum, why don't you turn to the person next to you and give them a big mum hug? Mum hugs are the best. Everyone loves a big mum hug. I love when my little boy Oakland runs up to me and says, "Mummy, I need you. I need a mum hug." That's great, everyone. Okay, well, I'm going to pray for us and then we're going to jump straight in. So why don't, where you are, close your eyes and let's pray. Father God, we just commit today to you, Lord. We commit Mother's Day to you, Father. We thank you for every mother that we are celebrating today, every mum in the room, Lord. We are so grateful for the role of mothers in our lives. Thank you, Father, that you have designed the feminine heart, the motherly heart, Father, to care for us, to look after us, to raise us, Father. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for anyone finding it difficult today. If Mother's Day is a difficult day for you, we just pray God's covering over you, God's protection over you. Thank you, Father, for your healing, for your restoration, for any mum or child, Father, for that this day is difficult for them, Father. We commit it to you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, at the beginning of this year, I was sitting one morning reading my Bible, and I was reading Isaiah 60, and verse 5 really stood out to me. And it was like a personal encouragement to me, for us as a church, as we prepare the way for the Lord this year together. And so I just wanted to share with you, really, a few of those things this morning from my heart as a mum to you. So I'm going to read Isaiah 60, verse 5. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." Verse 5, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar. Your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come." And now I just want to, I'd love to read just verse 5 in the Message version, which is what I read that day. And I want you to imagine with me, I want you to imagine for a moment that this is a letter directly to us, that this is right now ink on paper, and it's addressed directly to you and I. It says, "Look up, look around, C3SYD. Watch as they gather, watch as they approach you. Your sons coming from great distances, your daughters carried by their nannies. When you see them coming, you'll smile big smiles. Your heart will swell and, yes, burst. All those people returning by sea for the reunion, a rich harvest of exiles gathered in from the nations." I love this verse because it really captures God's heart and intention for his church. It's God's promise to us that he is building his church, that it will flourish and that it will be filled with people. So a few of the things that I personally felt encouraged in reading this scripture for us as a church. The first thing was to picture the reunion. And this is really getting a heart for the who. The end of verse 5 says, "All those people returning by sea for the reunion, a rich harvest of exiles gathered in from the nations." I love the picture painted here. Firstly, for its scale and breadth, it says all these people returning. When we picture the reunion, when we picture our church gathered, we need to picture a lot of people. We need to imagine a lot of people. God loves people and he intends all of them to be in the room with us, in church. If you're an introvert in the room this morning, like me, just the thought of a lot of people might overwhelm you. But we believe that God's heart is that our locations, that our church would continue to grow and expand and reach many people right across Sydney. And this is why we have locations. You might love your location for its small community and smaller size, which is wonderful. But our heart, and we believe God's heart, is that those locations would continue to expand and continue to reach as many people as we can in those local communities. We also have connect groups, and this is really what makes a larger church feel small. This is where you are in community, this is where you are known and seen, and where you do life with people. Kaylee Karotz and I run a connect group, and we love it. It is the highlight of any week. And the rest of verse 5 says, all those people returning by sea for the reunion, a rich harvest of exiles gathered in from the nations. I love looking up the meanings of words. And one of the definitions of reunion is the action of being brought together again as a unified whole. Imagine for a minute, if on Sundays, when you and I walk into a service, that we are actually being brought together as a unified whole. And that's exactly what gathering as the church together is every week. It's God's people getting together as family. I feel like this brings such a greater sense of value and weight to every Sunday that we show up, every week that we serve. Every week that you serve, you are helping to facilitate this for others. You're helping the gathering of God's people, God's family. You're facilitating that for others. Back to the verse, it says, a rich harvest of exiles gathered in from the nations. This describes our who. It's all people, multicultural, multigenerational, people from all backgrounds, from all religions, from all experiences, people from all walks of life looking for a home. The second thing I felt encouraged in was to watch as they approach us. The beginning of verse 5 says, look up, look around, watch as they gather, watch as they approach you. Your sons coming from great distances, your daughters carried by their nannies. In January 2021, I had a vision of our church, and it had a large number of people returning. And so I got my journal out and I just wrote down the words that I heard as I saw that picture. So I just wanted to read it to us. I wrote, a great return of people is coming. People who once followed Jesus, people who once attended C3 and have fallen away. Sons and daughters of this house, they're returning. A great return is on the way. The people who are returning will be on fire and carry us forward. Salvation is coming to Sydney. Salvation is coming to our church. God is getting ready to send a mighty wind, a mighty breath of heaven that will stir salvation. Last year and this year, we've seen an increase in these stories of people returning, and some of these people that are returning have been back in the Brookvale days many, many years ago when this church first began. But we are believing for many more to return this year and next year. As a church this year, we are focused on preparing the way for the Lord. That's the banner of our year, and we want to do this to make the pathway to Jesus clear. We want to be a church that truly reflects the heart and nature of God. And we want to do that so that when people do return, when new people do walk through the doors, they have a clear access, a clear path to Jesus. What I'm most excited for about people returning and new people walking through the doors is what they bring with them. In Isaiah 60, it continues after verse 5, which we won't read now, but it goes on to talk about camels and caravans and all sorts of things. But what it captures is that as the church expands and as the people return, what they actually bring with them, and that is their gifts, their skills, their talents, which enrich our church and that God has designed to enrich our church. I read a beautiful description of this the other day, and I can't remember where it's from, but I wrote it down in my phone. It says, those that are brought into the church by the grace of God will be sure to bring all they are worth in with them, which with themselves they will devote to the honour and the service of God and do good within their places. I want to say to you, if you're here this morning and you are returning, you might be with your mum, it might be what you do on Mother's Day, but in general, you're not here. I want to say to you as a mum that we love you, that you belong here, and that you're needed. We want you to be here. The third thing I felt encouraged in was to smile big smiles. This is our response to returners. So verse 5 continues saying, when you see them coming, you'll smile big smiles. Your heart will swell and, yes, burst. So this is our heart towards people returning and new people walking the doors, but also it's God's heart towards every person that walks through our doors, that commits their life to him, that follow him. And all of heaven is rejoicing, and so should we. I believe that God wants to enlarge our hearts toward people, that we would be actively preparing in all of our locations for people, that we would embrace returning children, family and friends. And as a church, we so want to portray the heart of God. People need to walk in our doors and sense God's heart for them through us. Recently in March, Alan and I lost a baby. I had a miscarriage at 10 weeks, and over the past weeks we've been slowly walking through the grief that comes with this type of loss. Our toddler Oaks has been constantly encouraging me. When he sees me a bit teary, he says, "Don't be sad, Mummy. The bubba died, but it's gone to heaven to be with Jesus, and you'll have another bubba. You happy now?" And so he even the other day interrupted the doctor to say, "The bubba has died and is with Jesus." And the doctor looked very surprised. apart from the pain that we've been feeling, it's given me a greater sense of God's heart and care for his children and towards us, all of us. When God talks about his church, he's talking about his children. 1 month on from our miscarriage, I was praying in the shower, as you do, and I was asking God to show me or tell me what the gender of our baby was so that we could name them. And I also added to that prayer, or God, you name them for us. And I heard an immediate response, which was, "I have, Josiah." I was so surprised, and obviously I cried in the shower. We had never had the name Josiah on a name list before or talked about the name Josiah. So as soon as I got out of the shower, I actually went and looked up what the meaning of the name was. Josiah, I read, means Yahweh has healed. And Yahweh just means God, so it means God has healed. Another description of it said, God supports and heals. As I read those words, I felt such an overwhelming sense of God's love and care for my child, but also for all of us. That every person and child is known, valuable, and has his full attention, no matter where they are. I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge anyone who has lost a baby or child. There would be many of you in the room today, and encourage you with this same promise that Yahweh has healed your child and he supports and heals you. Also, if your loss was your first child, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. If your babies aren't here on earth today, we want to say Happy Mother's Day. I also wanted to celebrate and say, excuse me while I get a tissue. Thank you. I also wanted to celebrate a couple at Manly who are now at our Oxford Falls location and say a big happy Mother's Day, because this couple, who they know who they are, they have been trying to have a baby for 11 years and their baby was born just recently. So a big happy Mother's Day to you. And if you are believing for children, we are believing there with you. When I've gone back and read this scripture, Isaiah 65, 60 verse 5, since this experience. Your sons coming from great distances, your daughters carried by their nannies. When you see them come, you'll smile big smiles. Your heart will swell and, yes, burst. When I read this now, I feel even more so the heart of God for his children and the heart that we as a church need to have, that we must have as we welcome people home. Like it says, we will be smiling big, warm smiles as we see people come into God's house, into his family. So church, as I close and as I wipe my nose again, I want to encourage us. Let's together picture the reunion, children returning to God, his people. Let's watch as they approach us, being prepared for those who are coming back to God's house. And let's have smiles, big smiles. Let's embrace people, all people, with love and kindness. Why don't you close your eyes right now? I'm going to pray over us to finish. Father, we just commit this morning to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you would seal these words in people's hearts, Lord. And we just pray that you'd comfort and come alongside anyone who has experienced loss. And Father, we thank you that today we can celebrate our wonderful mums. We thank you, Lord, that is a joy-filled day. Bless our church, bless our mums, bless our dads, bless our children, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, church. Have the best Mother's Day, and thank you, team. Back over to you.